No, sir.
Because, my boy, we are detectives. We have to draw conclusions from tiny bits of evidence, and very little escapes our notice. Alfred nodded.
I'm sorry.
The man gave him a hard look. Are you sorry that you got caught, or sorry that you told a fib?
I'm sorry I told a fib.
Mr. Wilkins clapped his hands together. Good, that settles it. Now we can get on with our business. I'll take the rest of your lemonade. Alfred dropped his hands and stared at him.
But my dog...
Son, in this heat, I wouldn't care if your dog took a bath in it, as long as it's wet and cold. He went to his pickup and came back with a thermos bottle. Fill her up. What do I owe you?
You can just have it for free.
Mr. Wilkins reached for his wallet and came out with a bill. How about $5? Will that cover your expenses? Alfred's eyes almost popped out of his head.
$5? Hanky, we're rich.
The boy took the money and waved it in the air. That was good news, all right. We'd saved the business and made a fortune in the lemonade market. But all at once, I had lost interest in sudden wealth. You know why? Because my gaze had wandered over to the back of Mr. Wilkins' pickup. And there, to my complete astonishment, I saw... You won't believe this part, so hang on. I saw the most gorgeous lady dog I'd seen in weeks. Months. Years. My whole life. We're talking about killer good looks. Drop dead good looks. Golden hair. Long dignified nose. Proud head. Deep brown eyes. Ears that seem to flow like a frozen waterfall of sorghum syrup. Wow. You talk about eyes bugging out of your head. Fellers, my eyes popped out so far I had to grab them out of the air and stuff them back where they belong. Don't get me wrong, I'm not the kind of dog who gets silly about the ladies. But this gal appeared to be something special. And all at once, I lost all interest in the lemonade business. See, she was standing up in the back of the pickup. And I was pretty sure that she was looking at, well, at me. Might as well come out and say it. In fact, she appeared to be staring at me. And we're talking about eyes that shouted, oh dear, oh me, oh my, I'm looking at the handsomest, bravest dog in all of Texas. Well, what can I say? I don't go around advertising my charms. But she'd picked him up right away. In addition to being beautiful, she was obviously very intelligent. I needed to check this out.